This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegations of possessing two electors' photo identity cards, EPICs. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Diga Assembly constituency in Bihar stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at the press meet on Saturday was not issued by the Election Commission. The BJP has alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his EPIC number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in the railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya-Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnav said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
Later in the day, addressing the Viksit Bharat Samvad in Bhavnagar, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted India's surging economic strength and technological progress post-pandemic and urged citizens to join the national mission for a developed India. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will be on a five-day state visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Madam Luis Arnita Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India since his assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions. President Marcos will also be meeting President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during this visit. President Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to the Philippines on the 8th of this month. India's relations with the Philippines are an integral pillar of the country's Act East policy, Vision Mahasagar and Vision of the Indo-Pacific. The forthcoming state visit of President Marcos coincides with the 75th anniversary of India-Philippines diplomatic relations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is to inaugurate the first edition of the BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival at Bharat Mandapam Pragati Maidan today evening. Traditional vocalists and instrumentalists from seven member nations from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will participate in the event. The Seven Nation One Symphony Evening features a hand-picked array of folk and classical music genres. India's bowl vocalist and maestros of tabla, Nepalese sarangi teams, Bhutanese zabdri drumming, Bangladesh's folk dal performance, Myanmar's swang harp players, Sri Lanka's folk percussion ensemble, and Thailand's Kim and Ranath Ek musicians. And that's the end of this news bulletin.